Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Flushing, New York, a suspect arrested faces felony charges for attacking Falun Gong booths. The miraculous healing power of a Shenyun performance. I'm standing without my crutches. India. Falun Dafa practitioners invited to participate in Newtown Book Fair. CCP Narratives, an alternative version of information. Reported in January 2022, 132 Falun Gong practitioners sentenced for their faith. And Paris. People sign a petition to support Falun Dafa practitioners in resisting the persecution in China. Now for the stories.
Flushing, New York. Suspect arrested faces felony charges for attacking Falun Gong booths. Officers from the New York City Police Department, 109th Precinct, arrested a suspect in Flushing, New York on February 15th for repeatedly attacking multiple Falun Gong information booths. Falun Gong practitioners have 5 booths in Flushing where they promote the practice and expose the brutal persecution of Falun Gong by the Chinese Communist Party in China. The booths outside the library has been in operation for about 20 years, while the others were set up after violent attacks by CCP mobsters in 2008. Bu Qizheng, the arrested resident from Flushing, appeared in the Queens Criminal Court on February 16th. An assistant district attorney presented to Judge Laurie Peterson that Zheng turned over a tablet at a Falun Gong booth and said to Falun Gong practitioners there, "Your religion and faith is not good." Then damaged informational materials, a music player, and several other items. Zheng faces 2 Class E felony charges, criminal mischief in the 4th degree, and a hate crime. Li Huahong, a CCP operative who has attacked the Falun Gong booths in the past, was also present at the scene. Li has been arrested 3 times since 2008 for attacks, harassment, and personal assault. According to insiders, Li is from Tianjin, China, and has received funding from both the CCP's Political and Legal Affairs Committee and the 610 office, 2 agencies tasked with overseeing the persecution of Falun Gong in China. Yirang from the New York Falun Dafa Association thanked the police for their prompt action, which resulted in the successful apprehension of the suspect, she said. She said, "This is a big help to protect the safety of our community and safeguard the freedom of belief. This will provide a safe environment for volunteers and the rest of the local residents. We at the Falun Gong booths will continue contributing toward a better community."
The miraculous healing power of a Shenyun performance. I'm standing without my crutches. During the week of February 6th through 12th, Shenyun Performing Arts presented 11 performances in Oklahoma, upstate New York, and Alabama, as well as Aix-en-Provence, France. Walter Dixon, a retired business owner, saw Shenyun with his family in Syracuse, New York, on February 12th. While he walked to his seat with his crutches, he walked out after the performance without them. He said, "I usually use crutches. I'm not using them right this minute. I'm standing without them. I have Parkinson's disease. I had trouble getting in here. And after the show, I walked right out of there. I don't know what happened. The whole thing was healing, really. Made me feel calm. I'm very religious. I was supposed to go to church, you know, at 5:30 today. I missed church today to do this. It feels good to me." He continued by saying, "The religious part of it touched me, that China has been such a place. I know the real struggle to keep communism away from things. It was unbelievable. It talked about atheism, and atheism doesn't help the world, and having a higher power of some sort does. And that was very obvious in the show. I think we come from heaven, and we're going to go back, he said. Mr. Dixon also shared his thoughts on the company's artistic presentation, as well as the use of its patented stage backdrop interaction technology. This is unbelievable. It's so professional. It's top-notch. They were there on the screen flying. I thought it was fabulous. I've never seen it before. I would come back again for sure, he said. Shenyun continues its 2022 tour with upcoming performances in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Las Vegas, Nevada, Cincinnati, Ohio, Tucson, Arizona, and San Sebastian, Spain.
India. Falun Dafa practitioners invited to participate in Newtown Book Fair. Falun Dafa practitioners in India were invited for the fifth year to participate in the Newtown Book Fair held in Kolkata from January 28th to February 7th. The Falun Dafa booth was decorated with banners detailing the benefits of the ancient meditation system. The highlight was a tall stand with a huge TV screen placed alongside the booth, which drew visitors. They watched the various videos playing on the screen, providing more information about Falun Dafa and accepted informational flyers. People were happy to find the books Juan Falun and Falun Gong in the Bengali language and in English, and many visitors showed interest in learning the Falun Dafa exercises with some learning on the spot. Many also showed keen interest in weekend webinars by practitioners. A retired cost accountant who visited the booth said that he learned about Falun Dafa and purchased some of the books in January 2020 at the Newtown Book Fair. After he began practicing, the ailments that had plagued him for years and seemed beyond cure disappeared. Another visitor, a retired general manager of a major telecom company, said that 2020 was a landmark year as he was fortunate to discover Falun Dafa at the Newtown Book Fair and also became part of a group that does the exercises. He said the lower backache problem that had persisted for years just disappeared, and he became more calm and aware of many emotions. His relationship with his family and others has also become more congenial.
CCP Narratives, an alternative version of information. When the 1999 Hollywood movie Fight Club was video streamed in China last month, viewers were stunned to see that the ending of the movie had been modified. Instead of explosion scenes, the censored version simply displayed a message claiming that the police had arrested all criminals and an explosion was averted. This triggered intense dissatisfaction and anger from viewers. "This is absurd," one person wrote on social media. "I now know that the authorities not only delete information, but also alter the contents too," another netizen said. Yet another wrote, "This is brainwashing with no reservations." It is not uncommon for Chinese Communist Party broadcasters to censor anything and everything for political reasons, reported the BBC. An August 2000 report from the literary and human rights group Pen American, titled "Made in Hollywood, Censored by Beijing," stated that the Chinese government works tirelessly to ensure that the only stories told within China are ones that it specifically approves, creating a climate of self-censorship that renders filmmakers unwilling or unable to criticize the decisions of a government that regulates the lives of over 1.4 billion people and that increasingly dominates the global conversation. Such a trend is alarming because it affects not only Chinese citizens, but also people outside of China. Today, Chinese censors are playing a role in determining the content or message of movies that are released worldwide. This represents the risk that only movies that please one of the world's most censoring regimes find their way to movie screens across the globe, the report continued. In today's society, when the CCP exploits state-of-the-art technology to turn white into black, it could require even more effort and courage to discover what is true or real. Take the regime's systematic suppression of Falun Gong as an example. Falun Gong is a meditation discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Since the CCP launched a brutal persecution of this traditional practice in July 1999, it has fabricated numerous lies to deceive the public, including the staged self-immolation hoax of 2001.
Reported in January 2022, 132 Falun Gong practitioners sentenced for their faith. The first month of 2022 recorded 132 Falun Gong practitioners sentenced to prison for their faith, including 8 cases that took place in 2020, 88 cases in 2021, and 36 cases in 2022. Since 1999, countless practitioners have been arrested, detained, sentenced, and tortured for upholding their faith. But due to strict information censorship in China, the persecution cases can't always be reported in a timely manner, nor is all the information readily available. Beijing, the host city of the 2022 Winter Olympics, registered the highest number of cases. At least 31 of the practitioners sentenced were 60 years or older, including 13 in their 60s, 12 in their 70s, and 6 in their 80s. In mid-January 2022, weeks before the Winter Olympics kicked off in Beijing, the authorities sentenced 11 local residents to from 2 to 8 years in prison for sending photos of the empty city during the pandemic to overseas media. David Mattis, a human rights lawyer in Canada, sees a direct connection between heavy sentences and the upcoming Winter Olympics. The sentencing shows that the CCP intends to intimidate those who dare to voice opinions different from those allowed by the regime. In fact, it has become a protocol for the CCP to intensify persecution before and during the Olympics to discourage dissidents from exposing the regime's brutality during such major events. The heavy sentences are totally politically driven, explained Mattis. In China, punishments such as prison sentence would put a damper on any behavior or belief different from the CCP's official voice. The prison sentences are based on the regime's so-called political needs and lacks consistency. With the Winter Olympics, the CCP hands down heavier sentences to suppress different voices in order to look good in front of visitors. These measures, of course, make the CCP look even worse.
Paris. People sign a petition to support Falun Dafa practitioners in resisting the persecution in China. Falun Dafa practitioners held an Information Day event near Place du Châtelet in central Paris on February 13th. Many people who were out and about on that Sunday afternoon stopped to watch practitioners demonstrate the exercises and signed the petition to show their support after learning the facts about the persecution. Gerard, 81, lives near Châtelet. He met a practitioner collecting signatures for the petition the day before the event, but did not have time to stop. When he noticed practitioners the next day, he said he had not seen such an important activity in a long time. Remarking on the unjust treatment of Falun Dafa practitioners in China, he said, "It is already 2022, yet our leaders still have not paid enough attention to this problem. It is a tragedy." A construction engineer passed by the information booth with his wife. when he was told that the organs of detained practitioners are taken without consent and sold for a profit, he was shocked and said, "Regardless of what religion or belief a person has, taking organs by force cannot be tolerated and should be stopped. This is despicable." He thinks that the Chinese Communist Party has committed crimes against humanity in its suppression of Falun Dafa practitioners and Uyghurs, and that it is important to tell people about this. A man who works in the government stopped and said, "The CCP is powerful, and people are afraid to attack it. You Falun Dafa practitioners are courageous. I stand with you. The CCP has committed a crime. There is no freedom in China. This is a fight for democracy." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.